朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Paul explained,
保罗解释道，
Promise is not only by grace.
应许不单单是靠着恩典。
This promise can only fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
这个应许也只能够在耶稣基督里得到成全。
And only through Christ to all who believe.
而且单单是通过基督成就在所有相信的人身上。
This is amazing.
这实在是奇妙。
The gospel.
福音。
Does not start in Bethlehem.
并不是从伯大恒开始的。
伯利恒。It started in Genesis.
而是从创世纪开始的。
That's the reason when you read Matthew chapter 1.
这就是为什么当你读到马太福音第一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
In Chinese, it's not clear.
在中文是似乎不太清楚。
But in English, it's very clear.
但在英文是十分清楚的。
Son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子。
In other words,
换一句话说，
The promise of gospel to Abraham is fulfilled in Christ for Abraham and for all of us.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许是成全在亚伯拉罕身上，也是成全在基督里，给所有信的人。
You know those false teachers?
你知道那些假师傅们
？They will tell people in Galatians，
他们会告诉加拉太的众人
，that what Paul said is true。
保罗说的是对的。
Yes，
是的。
Abraham is justified by faith。
亚伯拉罕是因信称义。
But 430 years later，
但是430年之后
，God gave Moses the law。
神给摩西赐下了律法。
That changes, not make everything different.
这样全部都不，所有的事情都不一样了。
Ever since Moses.
自从摩西。
Anyone who want to receive the blessing of Abraham.
所有人如果想得到亚伯拉罕的祝福。
It must obey the law of Moses.
必须遵守摩西的律法。
And in verse 17 and 18,
在第十七和第十八节，
Basically what Paul trying to say is like this.
基本上来说，保罗想说的是，
You must be kidding.
你在开玩笑吧。
To break an unchangeable contract cannot be done even among human beings.
要毁掉一个不可改变的合约，甚至在人的里面也是不可以做的。
And how could you think that a God who will never change his promise will break his covenant?
那你怎么会以为神这样一位神是不会改变的，会改变他不可改变的约？
The law of Moses cannot change the covenant God made with Abraham.
摩西的律法并不能改变神和亚伯拉罕所立的应许。
Because the covenant is based on promise.
因为这个约是基于应许。
That's why he clearly said it in verse 17 and 18.
这就是为什么他在第17、18节清清楚楚地说道，
The promise cannot be notified.
约不能被废去。
Cannot changed by the law.
不能被律法废掉。
The first century reader,
第一世纪的读者们，
when they read this convincing statement,
当他们读到这样本应令人信服的论点，
they have no problem,
他们没有任何问题，
they understand it,
他们能够非常容易的理解。
But you and I,
但是你和我之间，
a lot of time when we read this,
当我们读到这个的时候，
we don't quite get it,
我们似乎不太能够，似乎没有让我们能够理解。
Because many of us today don't understand the concept of promise.
因为我们今天许多人似乎不明白应许的概念。
We couldn't tell the difference between promise or law.
我们分不清楚什么是应许，什么是律法。
Let me give you a simple example.
让我告诉你一个简单的例子。
Hopefully can help you to know the difference between promise and law.
盼望这个可以帮助你理解应许和律法的不同。
Once you understand this concept,
如果当你明白这个概念的时候，
then verse 17 and 18 become very clear.
那第17和18节就变得相当明了了。
If one day,
如果有一天，
I give you a call.
我给你打一个电话。
Or I send you a line.
或者我给你发一条短信。
I said, come to my house next Monday.
下周一来我家。10 a.m. 早上十点。
When you come,
当你来的时候，
I will give you $10,000 cash.
我会给你10,000块现金。
Okay?
好吗？
If that happened,
如果这样的事发生了，
then let me tell you another scenario.
让我告诉你另一种情景。
I send you a message.
我又给你发一条短信。
Or give you a call.
或者给你打一个电话。
I say, come to my house.
说过来我家。
Next Monday, 10 a.m.
下周一早上十点。
If when you come to my house,
那如果当你来到我家的时候，
you have a bald head,
你剃个光头，
and you can show me your APEC abs,
录你8块的腹肌让我看一看，
I will give you $10,000.
我会给你10,000块美金。
Two scenarios,
两种情况。
Now, please tell me,
请告诉我，
which one are promise?
哪一个是应许？
Which one are law?
哪一个是律法？
The first one is what? Promise. Why?
第一个是应许，为什么呢？
No condition attached.
没有附加的条件。
Is that clear?
这样清楚了吗？
And the second one is what?
那第二个呢？是什么呢？
Law.
是律法。
You have to do something. You have to reach certain standard.
你必须按着一个标准，达到某一个标准，必须来做一些事情。
I hope now you can understand.
我希望你现在能够明白。
Promise and the law are mutual exclusive.
律法和应许是两者选一，不能同时发生的。
Either law,
要么是律法
，or promise,
要么是应许。
If it's a law, it is not a promise.
如果它是律法，就不能是应许。
If it's a promise, it's not a law.
如果是应许，就不能是律法。
So after this explanation,
在这样的解释，这样的解释之后。
Everyone who read this paragraph,
每一个读完这一段的人，
they will remember,
他们就会记得，
justification is by faith,
是单单因信称义，
and the faith The justification by faith is a promise.
而因信称义是一个应许。
If it's a promise,
如果这是一个应许,
it cannot be a law.
就不能是律法。
Is that clear?
这样清楚吗?
Just like the scenario I give you.
就像我刚刚给你们的例子。
You're either a promise,
要么是一个应许。
Or a law.
要么是律法。
Mutual exclusive.
两者选一。
People back then in Galatians.
当时在加拉太的人们。
Pretty much like you and I.
就像你和我今天。
Deep down in our heart.
在我们内心的深处。
We would like to have some credit.
我们常常希望得着一些功劳。
We would like people to look us up.
希望人们看得起我们。
We don't want grace and grace alone.
我们不希望是单单凭着恩典。
Remember in chapter 3 verse 3?
如果你还记得在第三章第三节。
When Paul rebuked the Galatian people,
保罗责备加拉太人。
Are you so foolish?
你们是何等加泰人啊，你们是无知的。
Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
你们既是靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体成全吗？
The people of Galatians,
加拉太的众人们
and us,
和我们一样
we need to remember,
我们需要记得
our salvation,
我们的救恩
our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们和主耶稣的关系
is all by his gracious promise,
都是靠着他恩典里的应许
We are not saved by our holiness,
我们不是靠着我们的圣洁得救
We are not saved by our hard working,
或者靠我们的努力得救。
However,
但是
after we're saved,
在我们得救之后
we want to pursue holiness,
我们愿意追求圣洁。
We want to pursue Christ,
我们愿意追求基督。
Because,
是因为是因着
His love attracts us,
耶稣基督的爱吸引了我们。
After Paul finished this part,
在保罗写完这一段之后
Paul knows,
保罗知道
People will say, okay, now law is totally useless.
好吧，这样法律现在似乎什么用都没有了。
Then why God give us law?
那神为什么要颁布律法呢？
So in verse 19,
在第十九节
Paul start to explain.
保罗开始解释。
Notice the important part.
注意最重要的地方。
The law was added because of transgression.
律法是因为过犯加增的，添上的。
Keep in mind.
注意。
Why God gave us a law?
神为什么颁布律法呢？
Because there were sins.
因为有罪。
If there's no sin,
如果没有罪,
there's no law.
就没有律法了。
No matter which country you go to,
不论你去到哪个国家,
you look at all the laws that country has.
你看这个国家所有的法律。
You're looking at the law,
当你看读这些法律的时候,
you will understand what kind of sin that country has.
你就会了解到这个国家里有着一些怎么样的罪恶。
If there's no sin,
如果没有罪
no such kind of sin,
没有这样的罪
there will be no such kind of law,
就没有相应的法律了。
Is that clear?
这样明白吗？
I don't know what I can come up a good example.
我不知道有什么好的例子。
If a school,
如果在学校
never give out test.
如果学校从来不考试，不给考学生考试。
Never give out test.
不测试学生。
Then in the law of that school.
那在这个学校的法律里面。
Guarantee you.
我保证。
Will be no law.
会没有相关的法律。
To say that thou shalt not cheat in test.
会没有相关的法律说你不可以在考试上作弊。
Is that clear?
这样清楚吗？
Another example.
另外一个例子。
In the desert country.
在沙漠的国家。
They never have a law.
他们从来不会有这样一个法律。
Say that you cannot harvest in certain ocean front.
你不可以在海洋的附近采集。
Why?
为什么呢？
There's no ocean. Nobody was going to do it.
这没有海洋的环境，没有人可以做这样的事。
A country have no car.
一个没有汽车的国家。
They have no law to tell you that thou shalt not speeding.
就会没有不可以超速的法律。
Whenever there's kind of sin exist,
有怎样的罪存在，
there will be that kind of law try to prevent it.
就会有怎样的法律尝试避免这样的罪。
In verse 20,
在第二十节
to 22,
到二十二节，
it basically tells us,
它基本上告诉了我们，
the law have another purpose.
律法还有另一个功用。
It will imprison everything under sin.
它会把众人都圈在罪里。
Imprison.
圈在禁锢。
If you want to imprison anybody,
如果你想要禁锢任何一个人，
you have to convict.
你必须先定他的罪。
Judge.
审判他。
Then pronounce the judgment.
并且宣告这样的审判。
Then you can put him into the jail.
这样你就可以把他放进监里。
So where's the law?
所以法律。
It will convict people.
所以律法会定人的罪。
And in verse 23,
并且在第二十三节。
Now before faith came,
在因信得救的里还未来以先。
We were held captive under the law.
我们被看守在律法之下。
Captive.
我们被看守。
This is a very strange word.
这是一个十分奇特的词语。
The whole concept is like this.
他所说的概念是这样的。
The law will restrain, will constrain sin.
律法会辖制着罪。
As if it keep the sin, make it less active.
就像是把这个罪变得不活跃，变得非常的保守。
And in verse 24,
在第二十四节，
it says the law was our guardian.
就像说到律法是我们的训蒙的师父。
Until Christ came.
直到耶稣基督来，直到基督来。
We don't have guardian today.
今天我们没有师父。
Today, most family, I think the most they can do is hire some tutor.
那今天许多的家庭，他们最多的是做的是聘请一些家教。
You know, a tutor is different than guardian.
一个家教跟一个师父是不一样的。
A guardian is in charge of the kids.
一个师父 是对这个小孩子是负责任的。
And the kids have to be submissive to the guardian.
那这个小孩子也必须听师父的话。
And the law is like a guardian.
律法就像一个师父。
When the kids trying to running around,
当小孩子这个到处跑，到处随意走动。
When the guardian show up,
当师父来的时候
，they be quiet.
他们就得安静下来。
They will sit down.
他们就必须坐下来。
And they will do the right thing.
他们必须做该做的事。
How many of you, when you are driving on the highway?
你们当中有谁在开高速的时候
？When you see a flashlight,
当你看到一个闪着的灯
，and you still step on your gas pedal,
你还是直踩油门
？Will you do that?
你会这样做吗
？No,
不会。
The moment you saw that symbol of the law,
当你看到那个法律的代表的时候
，What do you do?
你会做什么呢
？You slow down.
你慢慢停下来。
The law will constrain our sin.
律法就这样辖制我们的罪。
But the law has a purpose.
但是律法还有一个功用。
The law can convict.
律法会定罪。
The law can constrain.
会辖制。
But we need to remember one thing.
但是我们还要记得一样事情。
The law can only do its job before we're saved.
律法只能在我们得救以先做成它的功用。
When Christ comes into our heart,
当基督来到我们心里的时候
we're no longer under the law.
我们再也不在律法之下了。
We're free.
我们自由了。
So a Christian,
那一个基督徒
the Bible says,
圣经说道
you can do anything,
你可以凡事都可做
everything,
凡事
you like it,
你喜欢 你喜欢吗
you like it,
你喜欢吗
you're free,
你是自由的
You're no longer under the law.
你再也不在律法之下了。
You can do whatever you like.
你什么事情都可以做。
You don't like it.
你好像不是很喜欢。
I like it.
我是很喜欢。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
we need to understand.
我们需要了解。
Yes, we are free.
是的，我们是自由的。
We're no longer under the law of Moses.
我们再也不在摩西的律法之下。
However,
但是
we're under the law of love.
我们在爱的律法之下。
How wonderful it is.
是何等的奇妙，何等的美妙。
That if you can do everything in love.
如果你所有做的都是在爱的里面。
And if it's truly in genuine love.
如果你是在真实的爱的里面。
You'll be above the law.
你会在律法之上。
You will do even more than the law required.
你会做比律法要求的更多。
And why today we can have this freedom?
那为什么如今我们有如此般的自由呢？
It is all because of the permanent promise God had made with Abraham.
这完全是因着神给亚伯拉罕立的永恒的应许
Forever and ever
从永远直到永远
We will thank God for that great promise
我们会感谢神赐给我们这个宝贵的应许
This promise not only give to Abraham
这个应许不单单是给亚伯拉罕的
That promise is for you and I
也是给你和我的
And that's why every time we come
这也是为什么每一次我们来到
To the presence of our Lord.
来到我们主的同在的面前。
We will cast down all our burden.
我们会放下我们所有的缠累。
And we will sing hallelujah unto our Lord.
我们会向主唱 hallelujah.
Because we are free.
因为我们得了自由。
We're saved.
我们得救。
And we have this great promise.
我们拥有这个奇妙的应许。
And a promise which will never change.
一个永不改变的应许。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness to us.
天父，我们感谢你的慈爱，对我们的慈爱。
And we thank you for being so kind to us.
我们感谢你对我们如此有仁慈。
And thank you for letting us know.
也感谢你让我们知道。
That love works no ill to his neighbor.
爱在对所有他身边的人都是没有害的。
Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the Lord.
所以说，爱成全了律法。
What a wonderful gospel.
何等奇妙的福音。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。